Introducing the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify the powers of your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, where we meet each week and discuss all manner of psychic intuition and development. All right, welcome, everyone. Today, we're talking about two very interesting topics, numerology and mental telepathy. If you've been working with me, you know that I highly encourage a student developing their intuition to take time the first 6 months or year or more, whatever works for each person, to develop their learning on all topics of metaphysical. So today, in honor of that, we're talking about numerology and mental telepathy so that you can develop a little bit more understanding about the various modalities that are out there. So numbers have played a very important role in history and the lives of individuals since the beginning of time. It was evident in the foretelling of Julius Caesar's death when the soothsayer warned, "Beware the Ides of March." March 15th. The ancient Babylonians believed in the magical use of numbers and its power to predict. Numerology is also the force behind those who believe in secret number codes hidden in the biblical text. In short, it is the belief that numbers influence who we are and who we will become. Pythagoras and other philosophers believe that because mathematical concepts were more definitive than physical manifestations, they were a concrete foundation upon which we could rely. St. Augustine wrote, "Numbers are the universal language offered by the deity to humans as a confirmation of the truth." In short, numerology is the supernatural relationship between numbers and coinciding events. It is also the belief that the numerical values of letters in words, names, and ideas hold important messages. Numerology plays a similar role for us today. It can be a revelation of understanding the present, a comforting solace about the future, and a way to gain important information about friends, loved ones, and, more importantly, ourselves. Glynis McCants, the widely accepted expert in numerology, says that numerology has the power to free us from our past. It allows us to take an active role in determining our future. Living a life by the numbers, she says, is the simple path to effective, emotional, and physical healing. To take advantage of the secrets your numbers hold for you, begin by calculating your life path number, the number you were born with. It reveals your inner nature and the capabilities you have to work directly with the flows of the universe. It reveals what you should do with your life. To calculate your life number, reduce each unit of your birth date to a single digit, or a master number like 11, 22, or 33, and so on. What your number reveals about who you are is a topic too extensive for us here. That said, take time to find your life path number if you are uncertain about how to go about it. Of course, contact me directly and I can guide you through this. Happy to do that. Also, I highly recommend reaching out to Glynis McCants. Glynis can be reached at glynishasyournumber.com. All right, moving on to the wonderful topic of mental telepathy. Imagine if you could send a message to anyone you wanted, regardless of how far away they are, and do it without a written letter or cell phone. No texting, no recorded messages, no penciled thought, no actual words, whatever. If you could, you would be using mental telepathy, the process of transferring your thoughts from your mind to someone else's. This form of communication has always been thought to be outside the mainstream of science. It has always been thought to be in the realm of science fiction or the paranormal. But there is proof to the contrary. In a recent experiment, a person in India said, "Hola," and "Ciao," to three other people in France. Today, the web, smartphones, and international calling might not make this seem like an impressive feat, but it was. The greetings were not spoken, typed, or texted. The communication in question happened between the brains of a set of study subjects, marking the event as one of the first instances of brain-to-brain communication on record. The team were members who came from a Barcelona-based research institute, Starlab, the French firm Axelum Robotics, and the Harvard Medical School. These organizations published their findings in 2014 in the journal PLOS One, that is PLOS One. There are three forms of telepathy: physical, mental, and emotional, all of which are forms of ESP. Telepathic communications can be received by way of feelings, emotions, thoughts, images, and desires. Some people can even communicate telepathically when dreaming. Telepathy is communicating without any of your five senses. Telepathy is also available to everyone. It is not reserved solely for the gifted or talented. Everyone is born with a telepathic aptitude. The only thing that prevents many from being able to communicate in this way is skepticism and lack of awareness. One of the main requirements for practicing telepathy is to separate yourself from your physical body. This allows you to focus on thought and the messages you are trying to send. Telepathy is a skill that takes time to perfect. However, your talents will improve with practice. Open-mindedness and a relaxed mental state will enhance your chances. A closed mind is less likely to transmit or receive effectively. All right, to get started, get a partner. Prepare yourselves. Meditate to calm your mind and body. Next, sit across from and facing one another. then decide who will send and who will receive. The sender should decide on the details of the message. Detail is important. Picture the receiver and the image of the message. When you are ready, transmit your message. Think of the message traveling and reaching its target. Envision this clearly. If it takes too long, stop, meditate, and try again. After you have sent your message, have the receiver write down what he or she has perceived. Compare notes and practice again. In the future, telepathic communication may be the norm. And while words may fail us, our thoughts will not. All right, everyone. Thank you for being with me here today on another episode of The Intuitive Hour. I look forward to seeing you all here again next week.
Thanks for listening to The Intuitive Hour. If you're inspired to take your intuitive development to the next step, be sure to enroll in Michelle's newly released Kickstart Your Intuition e-course at michellebeltran.com.